My name is Afia Bruce and I'm here at Climax Radio based in North London, Tottenham, Hale. I'm sitting down with a young lady named Ruth and we're going to get a little bit of info on her and where she's come from and where she is right now. Would you like to introduce yourself, stating your name, age and your current position?
Okay, I'm Ruth Nardi. I'm joking, I'm 26. I'm currently the station manager for Climax Radio.
And could you tell us a little bit about how you came into this role, including any past experiences, previous jobs, even if they weren't connected to radio?
You know, funnily enough, yeah, like this is my first job in radio. Should I start all the way at the beginning? It's weird because when I first wanted to go to university, I wanted to study media broadcasting, which covered like radio broadcasting and TV. I was very much into the media. But obviously coming from an African household, Mum was like, no, you must go and read law. So obviously I went to go and read law. But in the meantime, I was still very much active in media, like entertainment and that kind of thing. I wanted to start my own platform. And I started a platform called Unsigned Capital. And it's basically where I went around interviewing like artists and stuff. I'd done about 3 or 4 interviews. And then because of uni and stuff, it just didn't work out. I left uni, graduated, and then I got into music. Initially, I just wanted to start by like managing artists and just things like that. But then I ended up being an artist myself because I thought that's the best way to learn, like do it yourself. Yeah, and I started being an artist. One thing led to another. I ended up coming on the Afrobeat Buzz show with Magic J. And I helped him host his show. And then from hosting his show, we started doing a show together. And then I have a lot of experience like trying to start up a business and things like that. So when I was at Climax, I had spoken to the owner, the station manager at the time, because he wanted to close down Climax. And I was like, well, I've kind of started businesses before, but like me and my friend wanted to start a business and things like that. So I have experience in kind of, you know, doing admin stuff and things like that. So I was like, while you're away, I will run Climax. And yeah, that's how I've ended up here.
So it seems you've got a lot of experience.
Not really a lot. I'm the kind of person that kind of just does whatever I want to do. So if at this point in time, like, I want to go and be a musician, like, I would at least experience that and I'll learn from these experiences. Hopefully it would, whatever I'm going to do next, I can take these experiences with me. And I think that's what brought me to radio. Like, everything that I've done up until this point has helped me in this position. So I don't think I have a lot of experience. I just have a lot of, I've just done a lot of different things, I think.
So what do you think, in that sense, what do you think are the most crucial steps in getting to this point of your career?
I think it was determination, just staying, because at times, like when I was doing music, there were times where I just didn't want to do music no more. Like maybe I should just quit and just become a lawyer. And because I knew that entertainment was something that I really, really wanted to get into, I just kept on going. Like I saw my vision and I just kept on going for it. And I think that if you just stay determined, eventually a door's gonna open, that's gonna be right for you. But a lot of people stop knocking, do you know what I mean? So determination, and I think being open-minded is the biggest thing, because from when I started doing radio, obviously I had no experience managing a radio station myself, but a lot of the people that I've brought on, even though they don't have experience managing a radio station, they have experience in different things. So coming in initially, I was quite closed-minded. And then I realized like, I can't be like this. Like I have to take things from everywhere. So I took advice from people that worked for other radio stations. Okay, what can we do to make this better? Just drawing things from other sources as well. So whereas this is a radio entertainment business, you can draw a lot of inspiration from other types of businesses and things like that, like seeing how other people market, network and things like that can be used. I think it's just about being determined and having an open mind, because that's the only way that you can really progress. Yes.
Could you name 2 major opportunities that Climax has presented you with?
It's definitely given me the platform that I've always wanted to help promote talent, especially UK talent. The thing that I like about Climax is that originally where I was focused on music and things like that, it's given me the chance to explore things like radio hosts, like people that actually have motivational shows, just shows about banter, even things like the show that we did today, just giving people a platform to discuss what's on their mind. So it's definitely, yeah, so that's one thing, it's given me a platform to give to other people. Also, for what I want to do, because in the end, I want to be an entertainment lawyer, I've met a lot of people. And I think that's, yeah, so it's enabled me to network and it's enabled me to create a platform.
It's cool, so you're kind of setting yourself up.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Cool. Now to the opposite side, two major challenges that you've incurred since working for Climax.
Money, the lack thereof, and also fitting, yeah, so the lack of money at the actual radio station, trying to find funding and getting money to come into the radio is a job in itself. And I'm a studio manager, which means that I kind of have my hand in every single aspect of the station. So for me to kind of like focus on finding money for the station is difficult. And that's one thing that I'm struggling with now. It'll get done, but it's really hard. Secondly, balancing my own personal time with the radio is quite difficult. I let a lot of people down at the station and in my own personal life as well. And that's, I guess that's something that I'm gonna have to work with. Like at the moment I'm doing my master's, and last term was like my first proper term, and my work break slipped a lot because I was here a lot of the time. So it's just about finding the balance between the two, like, yeah.
What kind of limitations does being a studio manager have?
Well, the way I like to run Climax is I don't like to input too much into other people's shows. I guess, is that a limitation? Like, allowing people to kind of do what they want to do. So even if I don't necessarily agree with something, I don't want to change it too much because some people might. I don't know if that answers your question. Like, just not having the say over what everyone does.
Okay.
I'd like to tell everybody what to do sometimes.
And what benefits do you feel the role has brought you?
It's given me... I'm educating myself in the world of radio. I'm still educating myself, I guess. Again, like I've been able to meet people, network with people and provide platforms for people, which is good. Yeah, it's kind of just given me a thing to just do what I want to do, really. Yeah.
And other than being able to network on a positive aspect, could you name three positives and three negatives that being a studio manager entails?
Three negatives is the buck falls with you. Because if the presenters or people have a problem, it comes to me. If upper management or whatever has a problem, it comes to me. So if I feel like I'm stuck in the middle of a lot. Two, again, the whole timing thing, I could be here the whole day and not realise it. It's very time consuming and it takes away a lot.
Like we just did.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like you won't even realise. Sometimes I'll get here at like 1 o'clock and I'll be here until 1 a.m. and I literally don't even see the sun come up and down from outside. Number three, I don't feel like, I wouldn't even say negative because I'm happy about it anyway, but I don't feel like, as studio manager, obviously, my role is, I play a background role, so I don't get as much of the love. Yeah, that I'm like that a lot of presenters do. So I'll come in and people won't even know who I am. So I'll see a guest or whatever and they'll just look at me like I'm anybody. But it's cool, I don't mind, innit, yeah? But I think I take a backseat a lot. Like, my face is not all over Instagram. I'm not on the pages and stuff like that. People don't really know me as a radio host. Just there, innit?
And three positives?
Positives about being on Climax.
About being a studio manager?
I get to be at the forefront of something new. So the way the industry at the moment is like, everything is buzzing, everything is quite exciting, and to provide like a different platform for people is quite refreshing. Like, so eventually Climax will be a name that everyone is familiar with, and to know that that was my work, not just my work, everyone's work really, but that I'm the manager at the time is quite fulfilling. Benefits is I get to meet, well, I said this already apart from networking, but seeing people grow, that's a benefit. Like, a lot of the presenters come here and they do not know what they're doing, and then I come in to try and help them, they're like, no, I got this. They know what they're doing and they take it far, and it's quite nice. Like, I hope that all the presenters, like, even if they don't stay with us, I hope they move up in it. Yeah, and number three is, it's a good look, innit? it's nice, like, to be the, I think I said this already, but the fact that we're doing something to promote talent in the UK is a